News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 on February the 6th. I keep writing down January. I have no idea why I do this, Bob. You will have to watch after me here because I've done it again. I don't know why I do that. Maybe it's because I'm
wishful
stuck
thinking,
in time.
No doubt.
I'm just stuck in time. Hey, Bad Bob, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well, sir.
Okay, so Linda is right now awaiting the estate granite. They're coming in to redo parts of the kitchen that we needed done. Well, you know what? I hate to say this, and I'm not going to mention names, but the ones that put in the countertops last time did it so badly that we've had to replace parts of it around the dishwasher several times.
Good
morning, because you're on the air right now when you're talking in front of your microphone, Bob. And so what happens is you have to replace parts of it because, especially around the dishwasher, because it gets hot, and the way it was put in, it was wrong. So they're coming in estate granite, and Mike Huber and his gang are coming in to fix that this morning. So that's where Linda's going to be. Anyway, we have so much to talk about today. I don't even really know where to get started except, of course, we're going to always start with our Wells Fargo, when we get them on the phone, and Bob's getting them on the phone right now. But, we've got AmVest coming in talking about a Wounded Warrior project. We're going to talk about ranging from a brand new campaign to try and drive the panhandlers away from the corners, that you see them at all the time. And going to marijuana, going to a gun rights and gun laws. I mean, I can't believe what they've started down now. The Democrats not only want to keep veterans out of the veterans home, they want to keep you from having a weapon. And this is the biggest one yet so far. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the use of drones to kill Americans, about the, what are the specifics? When can they use drones to kill Americans?
And please tell me that's not on American soil.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that at all. That may be in there someplace, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the border supervisors and marijuana laws. We're going to talk about, mail delivery. Expecting that letter Saturday? Yep, not so fast. We're going to talk about that. Of course, immigration. And where are you going for vacation? Maybe not Mexico. All of those things are going to be today. Bad Bob.
Well, I was just, we were sort of stalling letting Chris Lasondak get some notes together because his computer is acting up. And so, I feel his pain, but he's ready now.
Have we stalled long enough, Chris?
I think. Yes, you have, Carl. Okay. Things are working just fine.
Okay. Well, you know, they always work fine down there with you all. This is Chris Lasondak with our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading and the markets are drifting lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 36 points at 13,943. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1,508. And the NASDAQ Composite down just about 7 points at 3,165. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 115 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 3 cents at 11.85. Boise Cascade up $5.08 at $26.08. Nokia adding 3 cents at $3.98, while Disney's up 61 cents at $54.90. Of local interest, PG&E down 20 cents at $42.15. Costco down 50 cents at $102.81. And North Valley Bank is unchanged at $16.50. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.98%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down $1.25 a barrel at $95.39. And precious metals are mixed, with gold up $3.06 an ounce at $1,675.66, while silver's down a nickel an ounce at $31.73. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. They're located down in Park Marina Drive, or you can give them a call at 530-243-7561. Weather. I'd need some weather. Give me a weather fix today, Ben.
Your weather fix, I would be more than glad to. Today it's going to be sunny, a high near 61. Gonna see that a change though. Rain coming in tonight, mostly after 4 p.m. And, low's gonna get down to 37. Little tiny bit of snow in the foothills, but we also could see showers and thunderstorms, as we head into your Thursday. And, the high tomorrow will be about 52. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 37 degrees. And this report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. What can I say? Anselmo Vineyards and, you know, pizza nights tomorrow night. Today is Wednesday, right? And
today is Wednesday. Is hump day. Today
is hump day. Okay. Hey, how did they get the name hump day?
Well, as in, for those of us, for those people who are not in a broadcast business, hump day would be the middle of the standard work week. Of course, broadcasters never work a standard work week, so that's an alien concept.
So you'd be over the hump. You'd be at the top of the hump, sliding on the other side. How about
sliding into that?
Why
weekend,
couldn't you say this is mound day or hill day?
I think hump has more.
Hump has more connotation to it.
Well, actually, no. That it's a railroad term.
It is.
Yes, a hump yard is where they would push the cars up to the top of a rise and then let gravity do the rest.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Hey, learn something new every day. Hey, Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. When we come back, we're going to be talking local. We're going to be talking, Board of Supervisors. We're going to be talking about a new organization, not a new organization, but a new initiative to take the panhandlers off the streets of Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:15 in the morning. Yeah, I am. I'm fired up today. You know what? When I come in the morning, you know, I look at things, at, you know, I watch things at night on TV and then I go, oh wow. And during the day, I try, you know, I don't live on Facebook or even think, I don't even think I was on Facebook yesterday. I should be now and then. But then I get in, you know, into the morning and get in here early and start looking at stories, things to talk about. And, you know, the Record Searchlight's part of it. But then, you know, of course, the national scene and all these other different, little groups of factoids that I find out. But I can only take so many. Because when you read them all and you think to yourself, my God, is all this happening? Is all this happening at one time, Bad Bob? Is it just real? Is all this real?
No, there's the surrealism. It's like, you look at some of these stories and you go, somebody has to have made that up. That has to be a rumor. And, but some of the things that the lawmakers are coming up with and the different standards that apply, you were talking about I guess you could get on the topic of gun insurance.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that in a few minutes when I get a little more time.
That's surreal.
It is. You know what? But here's some other things that are happening. Like, you know, people talk about going to Henry, one of our longtime listeners, is down, I think, down in Mexico right now. Says he's never felt safer down there. He's always, you know, the whole thing. But down in Acapulco, Acapulco used to be the place to go to. They made movies about it all that. Well, they've been having beheadings on the boardwalk down there and people killed. But the big thing was just 2 days. Yeah. 2 days ago, 12 Spanish tourists, 6 men, 6 women were there. They rented a beach house out there. You know, not isolated, but it was away from the main town. An armed gang comes in, ties up the guys and rapes the women all night. And this is, I mean, and at the same time this was going on, the Mexican, I guess, ambassador or their Secretary of State is over in Europe talking about how safe Mexico is and how this is a great place to vacation and all these things happening.
You got Obama's PR people working
for
him?
Well, you know what? The thing is that this does happen down there. And to think it doesn't happen is you're just kidding yourself. And so when I hear my friends going, oh, well, I'm going down here to this part of Mexico or I'm going to this part. I remember what Linda said. Linda went down there like for 10 years in a row and they would always go to this one hotel and it was a small hotel. It was like, there's not many rooms in it, but it was really nice. It was down in Cabo. And she just noticed in the last few times that the family was being driven around in 3 cars. And she asked them, she goes, what's going on? She said, and they said, the kidnap threat is so bad. We've got 2 cars of bodyguards moving our family around.
Holy smokes.
And at that point, they sold the hotel and then they left because it was that bad. And this was years ago. So when you figure that, and when I say years ago, it was what, 2000? So that's 12 years ago. How time flies. But see, you know, when I'm looking at this and I, frankly, and no offense to any of my, anybody that that doesn't believe this, but I wouldn't go to Mexico for a vacation. I've gone down there one time. I was, okay, fine. But that's it. I wouldn't even, I used to deliver boats down into Ensenada and down further south, deliver sailboats and powerboats down there. But I'd go in, do the, you know, make the delivery and then hop on the way out. Again, I'd be driven back up to the border and off I go. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to get going on what's happening right here in River City with the border supervisors and the campaign to stop panhandling. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family-owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. Auto Lube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and Auto Lube, where we treat you like one of the family. Auto Lube, with four locations to serve you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. Coffee at Espresso Joe's. Best prices in town for tobacco products. Veterans always get discounts. Joe and Shelley have been doing really great work there for 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, initiative has started, a new campaign. Handouts don't help. The idea is to stop giving money to panhandlers. We've been talking about this for weeks. The idea behind this is panhandlers are taking hundreds, yes, hundreds of thousands of dollars from our community. And how are they getting it? Oh, they sit out there with a dog they rent on the side of the road, say, you know, need money for food, need money for my dog, homeless veteran, all these things. So what do you do because of the giving people that we are? We give them $5 or give them $10. You can try and give them food. Sometimes they don't want it. A lot of times they don't want it. They want the money. Now, the idea behind this whole thing is this, is you give them money, then all that money that you give these people, and they can get $200-$300 a day. And if you figure out how many are out there, that the money that could be given to the Good News Rescue Mission, to the Women's Refuge, to all these places out there that help, literally, I mean truly help, the homeless and the people that are needy goes away. Up at Holiday Mart, I saw some people up there, so I went inside. I was just talking to one of the cashiers, and I said, "You got more panhandlers up here." And he goes, "Yeah." He says, "They come in with their script and get food. They get their milk and all this other stuff. Then they go out there and they panhandle, and they bring the money back in for the alcohol and cigarettes." Well, they also use it for drugs. But the whole thing is based up on you, my friends. You. I know you feel bad. Oh, gosh. I mean, look at that lady. She's got kids. Or the dog. The whole thing. Don't give them money. That's the whole thing. You're not helping. You are, you know, you're just feeding I'm not going to say habit, but you're going to be feeding, you know, your inability to have, to get help. And a lot of these people, as the police chief said, and as, Ed Rollins said, the lady that was in charge of all the homeless programs, she said, this isn't about the homeless. No. These are about, there's three groups, the transients, the panhandlers, and the homeless. She says she goes out there and watches, she looks at the ones who are panhandling. She doesn't know them. They're transients that are coming in here to get money. That's why they're here, when they're out there panhandling. So don't give them money. Send them the Good News Rescue Mission. Ignore them. And I trust me, if the people of Reading stop giving them money, they will move on. And we have our homeless here, or give the money to an organization that will help them, that keeps track of this, that can truly help, and you're just not allowing them just to use this money to buy drugs, to go forward with anything they've got going that way. The people that talk about a lady says, oh, I just do it because we need to make ends meet here. We don't have enough money. Go to an agency. They have food. They have food. They have places you can stay. Oh, well, you know, and we're going to have a gentleman in here that has gone down each one of the homeless camps. He says, why aren't you getting help this way? Oh, because they don't let us smoke. They don't let us drink. They don't let us curse. You know, all these. We're free people. Well, you're free people, then don't be looking for handouts. Okay, so stop giving handouts. When you see them on the street, when you see them on the road, then you're going to be seeing a lot more of this. Don't help. Handouts don't help. There's a website, www.handoutsdonthelp.org, and there's no little asterisk there on the don't. If there's any other questions on this, again, www.handoutsdonthelp.org. See how you can get into this thing. Okay. Oh, we just got a couple minutes left. We got Invest lined up. We got dancers lined up here before we, I don't have enough, okay, here's some news for you. Gun checks. You know, remember they went up, you know, they make the gun checks through the feds, you know, when people are buying guns. It dropped in January. Dropped throughout the South. It dropped in the Southwest. It dropped in the Midwest. You know why it dropped?
I'm sure I'm about to find out.
They ran out of guns to sell. Oh. Swear to gosh. I did. No. They said, well, everyone, well, go around town here. Try to buy something. You've done that. Try to buy a gun in this town. And you can't do it for the most part. They are gone. They are sold. So they're saying, you know, the gun checks dropped in January. Yes, it's true. But the reason is there are no more guns. You know, the gun manufacturers are working like crazy to try and meet the demand. You know, Ruger is backed up for a year. They just keep producing weapons or guns. I say weapons or guns. In the, if during instruction, you're not supposed to say weapons, you're supposed to say guns. Anyway, so they have dropped precipitously on it because there's none left. And if you're looking at that, to get ammo, you can only buy certain kinds of ammo and then only two boxes, sometimes five boxes, depending on where you're at. Up here in Shasta County, or at least up here where most of the people are. So, I guess for all you anti-gunners out there, they didn't have as many people buying guns in January as they did the other few months. Okay, we're going to, let me see here, we're going to take a break here in a minute, so I don't want to get into that. Dick Morris. You know, the presidential pundit, the one who predicted that Romney would win by a landslide? Mm-hmm. He's not working for Fox anymore. They didn't pick up his contract.
Oh.
Well, you know what? I based my theory that Romney was going to win on the, you know, that National Football League thing. If the Redskins win on this day and the fact that, there were these two professors who have never been wrong, and they based it, everything was on the economy, on everything. It was clear to them. There was no way that Obama could be reelected because he had, you know, what he had done in the economy and how it was affecting people. Obviously, they missed that one too. There was three other things that happened that, you know, yeah, well, Dick Morris, no longer at Fox News. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes with our Amvest. We're going to be talking about our Wounded Warrior Project and the dinner there. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of red on Wall Street a day after the S&P 500 hit a five-year high. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 30 points. Meanwhile, DreamWorks Animation shares are also under pressure after the studio company announced it will be cutting jobs following a box office disappointment with Rise of the Guardians. DreamWorks is also pulling back its production schedule and only releasing two films this year instead of three. On the upside, Disney shares hit an all-time high on better-than-expected first-quarter results. The stock's been on a tear, surging 264% from the bear market low of $15.14 back in March 2009. And JCPenney is reportedly looking to slash at least 10% of its workforce at its home office in Texas. According to the New York Post, the job cuts are expected this month and were delayed because JCPenney wanted to wait until its fiscal year ended last week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament, February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to WindRiver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Garland the Bot, Linda is standing by while Estate Granite comes in and rips up the whole part of the kitchen that we're having to replace. I'm here, of course, with Bad Bomb. 7:35 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. The crew at Crown Motors and the Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership for Reading and the North State. It's your neighbors giving you great deals on great vehicles, cars, trucks, or SUVs, one to fit your need. And their service department takes exceptional pride in keeping them on the road and keeping them safe. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Okay, we're going to talk AMVETs, American Veterans. And the AMVET Ladies Auxiliary Post number 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project. And I'd like to introduce Linda Kent. Linda.
Good morning, Carl.
Treva Gebhardt.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Linda Billingsley.
Good morning, Carl.
We've already established that you're no relation to Barbara Billingsley. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay. Otherwise, we could talk the next half hour about Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, we could.
We could. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about what's happening February 16th. Linda, what is that?
We are doing a fundraiser with Wounded Warrior Project at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive here in Reading. We will have a no-host bar at 5 o'clock, and dinner will be served at 6. We're going to have the Rough Cut Band is going to be doing our music. And, of course, Linda is going to be singing the national anthem for us.
Linda will sing the national anthem. I was very honored to do that. And, you know, tickets are $25 for this, or you can get a sponsor a table and invite friends for $250. And where's all the money go to? Or at least part of the money will be going to?
Part of the money will be going to Wounded Warrior Project, and the rest of it will be staying here in the North State so that the auxiliary can fund and do different things for the veterans here in the North State.
Okay, now what exactly is the AMVETS Lady? You know, in case people haven't heard what the Lady Auxiliary is.
Okay, we're like a branch off of the regular post for, and we do a lot of support in the community for all the veterans. We try to get involved with we have been involved with the veterans home. We do a lot of stuff with Missing in America Project with Fred. When, the stand down, we have, volunteered down there cooking, and we also did, 150 ditty bags?
150 ditty bags.
And stuff like that.
And what's the 150 ditty bags for?
That is for the veterans that come to the stand down. We make homemade bags for them, and we put personal hygiene items in them. So when they leave the stand down, they have all their personal hygiene things in a bag so that they can take that with them.
Okay. Now, this is really cool what you're doing now. How many ladies are in the auxiliary?
Right now we have about 16. And so we would always encourage more ladies out there to come join us because we have a lot of fun. And like I say, we love to support our veterans. We are very thankful to all veterans.
You don't have to be a veteran to be in this.
Not to be in the auxiliary.
AMVETS you do, but the auxiliary you don't.
No, you do not.
Okay. Now where do they get tickets? Where do people get tickets?
They can get tickets by calling me at 221-0101
Or call Treva at 221-7433.
Now, what kind of band is Rough Cut? I mean, are they a...
They're Western. They play some swing, too.
They'll play swing, okay.
Yeah, all we're right. Going to have a...
A little two-step.
Okay, now, you don't have a lot of spots left here, right?
No, we don't.
You want to have people give you a call now because you can take 20 tables worth. And when you say a fundraiser, does this mean it's like a 501 or anything like that? Or?
Yes, we are a 501c3, auxiliary is. Right. So it is tax deductible.
Okay. It's tax deductible. It's $250 for a guest. For how many people can you put at a table?
Between 8 and 10.
Okay. So you can get, for $250, you can get dinner, dancing, hear Linda sing, and do something really good for our wounded warriors.
Yes, you could. And help the auxiliary out.
And helping the auxiliary out, too, because you all do a lot of great stuff for our community.
Well, thank you, Carl. We sure try, and we want to be plugged in more with the veterans here. So, unfortunately, some of the things that we need to do cost a little bit of money.
Well, it's like that. There's always money for other things. But when it gets down to trying helping veterans out or... the people that assist them and doing these stand downs and stuff like that, money gets a little bit tougher out there, but we can.
Right. But I do want to say the community has been very supportive of us that has
always
been plugged
have,
in. Yes, they are great here in the North State for that.
Yeah, I was thinking more of the government side or, you know, or things like that because you're right. You know, this is one of the reasons we love it so much up here is that the people are so great.
Yes, they are.
They support so many great events. You know, even when things are really, really tough, they come out and they support events that, that help the veterans, that help the needy. You know, the Cancer League, all of this stuff. They come
right.
out. They,
yeah.
They show up.
Yes,
all
they
right.
do.
So what's that number one more time to get tickets?
221-0101.
Or Treva at 221-7433.
Okay. Our guests have been Linda Kent, Linda Billingsley, and Treva Gebhardt. And they're putting on this great dance. And this fundraiser, it is a 501, so it's all tax deductible. It's going to be February 16th at the Senior Citizens Hall, even though there were not senior citizens.
On of Benton, course not.
On Benton Drive, it has a no-host bar that opens up early. Dinner and a program at 6 p.m. Music by the Rough Cut Band and Linda Bott, my wife, is going to be singing the national anthem. And tickets are $25. It goes to help the part of the funds go to the Wounded Warrior Project, and part of the funds go to our AmVets Ladies Auxiliary, who does so many great things in our area for veterans.
All right. Well, thank you, Carl, so much for having us in. We really appreciate this.
Well, thank you so much for everything you all do. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill.
Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh.
Dogs are disgusting. What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today. For less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:45 and it is February the 6th. No matter what I say at 7 o'clock in the morning, it is still February the 6th today. What's the weather there, Bob?
And to see sunny skies today, but that's going to be changing by this evening. Sometime late afternoon, we're going to see increasing clouds. Low will drop down to about 37 degrees. Not a lot of rain out of this storm, maybe a tenth of an inch or so. Showers for your Thursday and thunderstorms possible after 4 in the afternoon. The high will be near 52. Right now in Reading, it is 36 degrees in the report. Brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, brunches, lunches. They're, Valentine's Day is coming. They may have sold out already, but you have to give them a call at 474-5546 for the brunch and the dinner. I know the dinners were sold out, so you might get in there for brunch, but you can get on brunches on Sundays and Saturdays also. Music on the weekends. They have horseback riding, sporting clays. Now, sporting clays. And this is not like trap shooting or skeet shooting. I mean, you're out in the countryside. With at 12 different stations blasting away out there. And afterwards, you can come in after you've put the weapons away and have a glass of champagne or wine and appetizers or a dinner. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. There is no other place up here in the North State like Anselmo Vineyards. Okay, our guest is Chris Workman. And we're talking about the School and Community Solidarity Dance, the SAC Dance. Dinner and Dance. Okay, let's try this one more time. The 26th annual SAC Dinner and Dance.
Correct.
Celebrating SAC that never ends.
You got it.
Tell me about this.
It's the 26th year it's been put on, and it is an event that gets the school and community together.
Gets the community together.
It brings them a social hour, social time.
Okay, well, tell me about it. It goes from 6 p.m. to midnight on February the 16th.
Correct.
2013. It's going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds at Facero Hall.
Correct. Yeah. It we'll have a no-host bar from 6 to 7, and dinner, we're going to have a fantastic dinner catered by Mary's Pizza Shack.
Well, Mary's really good. We like Mary's.
Mary's is very good. We've got over $8,000 worth of raffle prizes donated by 60 different generous businesses around town. And we've got a fantastic grand prize, which is a four-night stay on Shasta Lake in a 53-foot houseboat donated by Packers Bay.
Okay, now, so for school and community solidarity, yet if you're a kid, you can't come to it, right?
Yeah, you've got to be over 21 because there will be alcohol served.
Well, okay. So, what happens to all the money?
Actually, the tickets are only $25.
Right.
We don't make any money off of it.
Okay.
We try to keep the tickets as cheap as we can just to pay for the
dinner
expense. Uh-huh. Correct.
So what happens during this? I've never been to one of these.
Never been?
No.
It's a blast.
I don't know why. It's not because, it's because it seems like it'd be a lot of fun, and we're all for fun here. Do you talk to, does the school boards get out there? Do people go out? What happens?
No, it's just a social event for the community and the school, and it's just a great fun time to get out and socialize with everybody and have a great time dancing also. DJ Johnny B will be there. He's out of Sacramento, and he's a kick.
Well, now you told me this guy is crazy. Right?
Well, yes,
okay.
I did.
Well, you know, and of course my comment is we're importing crazy to Shasta County. Okay, but I guess he's been coming here for a long time then, right? And people love him.
He has, yeah. He's a request year to year for him to return. So he's a great entertainer.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be, it's going to be a dinner, a dance, a bar will be there. No host bar, of course. And it's going to be for adults only.
Correct.
Because you're selling alcohol there. There's going to be the tickets are available at the Anderson Union High School District Office and Anderson Athletic, office, the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and James Chiropractic.
Correct.
Okay. And if you want more information, you can give Chris a call at
378-6789.
All right. Now, obviously, you're behind this.
I'm behind this. I'm one of the committee chairs, yes.
Right. And now you tell people what you usually do.
What I usually do, I'm the CEO at Shasta District Fair.
Well, you know what?
Fair's coming up.
Is that a fun job?
Yes, it is. Very stressful also. You get to have a great big party for your closest 100,000.
Is that how many people come through there?
Anywhere from 80 to over. We've had over 100,000 people.
What's the driving force behind that?
Behind,
I mean, you say, okay, some years you're going to have 80, some maybe over 100. What is, can you, have you ever broken a code on what causes that?
No, I wish I could.
Yeah,
but
I
think a lot of it right now is the economy.
Yeah.
You know, the entertainment dollars stretches and there's a lot more stuff to do.
Yeah. Okay. We're talking about, the School and Community Solidarity Dance, SACS Dinner. It's the 26th annual SACS Dinner. It started, had something to do with Festa Italiana. With the people in there, did I read in the history of it?
Correct. They were the ones that were doing the dinner.
Oh, okay.
The Italian.
Yeah. So it's going to be Saturday, February 16th, 6 p.m. to midnight. You can get your tickets, which are $25 a piece, at the Anderson Union High School District Office at the Shasta District Fairgrounds or James Chiropractic. Or give Chris Workman a call at 378-6789. Going to be a lot of people there?
There's going to be 400 people.
400.
We have a few tickets left, so get your tickets now.
There you go. Okay. Hey, Chris, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carl.
And when we get closer to fair time, I'd sure like you to come back in.
I will.
Let's talk about fairs. I mean, how long have you been down there?
I've been down there just 10 years this year.
10 years. So I bet you've seen a lot of weird stuff.
Yes.
That's what we like is the weird stuff.
The weird? Weird.
Well, you know, because how can you have a county fair and not have weird?
That's true.
I mean, come on.
That's true.
Just walking around looking at these things, you're going, this is weird. And, but you probably get them every year and people
love them.
I love the fair.
I do too.
I do.
It's fun.
I can't help
it. I love the pickles and the corn dogs.
You're not talking about the fried pickles.
No.
Just the regular.
Just the regular big old dill pickles, but we're going to have a new food this year. I'll let you know when we get closer.
Well,
They're perfecting it.
No more fried Twinkies since those are all gone.
No, but there's going to be something else that's going to be even better.
All right. You know what? You promised you're going to be here. All right.
I will.
Hey, Chris Workman from our School and Communities Solidarity, Dinner and Dance. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to GNRM.org.
911.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822.
NFI.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Because I'm so excited. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
It's an inspiring sight.
So. It is. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Oh, good morning. I am live. How are you guys?
I'm peachy.
Good. Hey. I saw something wild at the fair. In fact, I grew up at the fair in my younger years. I was in one of the exhibit halls, and for some reason, I heard a little, scratching sound, and I pulled this canvas back, and there were three baby tigers in a cage. And this was in the main exhibit hall, not out, you know, with the mm-hmm. animals or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they were the babies of the tiger that was in the big show in the arena. But here they were, just all by themselves, looking at me like, ooh, you found us. So I thought that was pretty weird and interesting. I thought
you were going to tell me you opened up the cage and took one for a walk or something.
Even a baby tiger scared me. I think that local Republicans and any Democrat that donated to Mitt Romney should write him and ask for a refund.
Ask for a refund?
Yeah, because everybody heard, I'm sure, that his son, I forget which one, Tag or I forget which son, went on national media and said that his father really didn't want to be president after all, that he's a very private guy.
Oh, no.
So that should infuriate donors who gave to Mitt Romney. Especially Mitch McConnell, who didn't help keep the Senate, who didn't take over the Senate.
Yeah.
So, I just thought that was a little hint for donors.
Well, you know what? You know, here's the thing Don, as I know that you're a staunch Democrat, just by the fact that you didn't take the tiger out, because that would have been, against the rules.
Oh, that's a clue right there.
That's a clue right there, of course. And I think another day you called in and just ripped something, but it was something like that. But the thing about it is, to this day, everything that Obama ran on this second term, he ran against his first term, and yet he still gets elected. So it has to be, that people just didn't trust Romney.
And that's despite the NRA and their American Hunter magazine endorsed Mitt Romney on their front cover November issue.
Well, Time magazine did. If you want to start adding magazine covers, it's Obama won everything. Including the High Times.
That doesn't mean he imbibes. I hope you're not.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, and you know what? He doesn't smoke, and he shoots trap up at Camp David too. You believe that?
Of course no comment.
Not. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So I'd be anxious to see the January issue of American Hunter. Oops, we missed the mark there on our.
They've already come out. They've already said things.
Okay.
And you know what? And we're getting ready to talk in the next hour. We're talking about our friends, the Democrats down in the, down in Sacramento who just want to, if you don't have enough money, you're not going to have a gun.
Oh, you mean some legislation bill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I know,
Well, I just heard of one this morning where a legislator is proposing liability insurance.
And that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, the other one thing, this ought to be something else, too, since you voted for Obama, is that they've kind of broadened the parameters for hunting down Americans and killing them with drones.
Oh. Which are made right here in Reading.
No, they're not. Frank, you're wrong. They're not made here.
Those drones are not made.
Oh, yes, they are. There was an article in the paper.
You're wrong. Hang on to it. We come back. You're wrong. We'll be back after these. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back after the news. Drones are not made here. But there is a drone organization here called Air Cover. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
From the post office, a notice. They no longer want to deliver on Saturdays. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Starting in August, you'll see less of your neighborhood letter carrier.
Mail delivery will occur Monday through Friday, and we will not deliver nor collect mail on Saturday.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says the move will save the Postal Service $2 billion a year. Package delivery will continue on Saturdays, and post offices with regular Saturday hours will stay open for P.O. Box pickup. There are questions on Capitol Hill, however, if such a move needs congressional approval. The Postmaster General argues it does not. Dave.
Jared, the Boy Scouts aren't quite prepared to allow gay members or scout leaders, delaying the controversial decision whether to lift a longstanding ban until May. A shooting this morning at a house in Denver.
They discovered four bodies, three of them the deceased. One individual was transported to the hospital.
Police Chief Robert White, two of the three killed were kids, so was the one wounded. A series of car crashes this morning in Georgia where conditions were foggy. The worst of the pileups on Interstate 16. At least three people were killed, a dozen injured. When emergency crews got to the scene, six vehicles were still on fire. President Obama is in retreat, doing some political strategizing in Maryland. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Yeah, the president is at the Senate Democratic Issues Conference in Annapolis, this at a time that he's counting on the Senate to help move his gun control and immigration initiatives, and as the Senate faces a deadline to complete its first budget in nearly 4 years. When the president gets back, he's expected to announce his pick for Interior Secretary, the nod going to Sally Jewell, who's currently the head of the outdoor equipment retailer REI. Dave?
Mike, Monopoly is rolling the dice, and the iron has landed in jail. The game's maker is dumping that token, replacing it with what fans voted for on Facebook, a cat. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It was the springboard for the Arab Spring, the uprising in Tunisia that overthrew a dictator. But 2 years later, there's another big protest, this time over an assassination, and Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, protesters are even using the same slogans they used 2 years ago. They're chanting, "The people want the fall of the regime." Demonstrators blaming the government for the death of opposition leader Chokri Belaid, who was shot as he left his home. The motive isn't known. Tunisia's president has called the attack hateful. This is the first political assassination in Tunisia since the revolution. Dave.
Simon, the earth quaked in the South Pacific, triggering some big waves in the Solomon Islands. A 5-foot tsunami hit four villages hard, damaging dozens of homes. At least five people are reported dead. Some were possibly missing. He was on the cover of Time magazine, lauded for his response to Superstorm Sandy. And Chris Christie is constantly talked about as a presidential contender. But New Jersey's Republican governor continues to be dogged by questions over his weight.
In candid comments, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie saying he's making the best effort he can with his struggle with his weight, and that while he cares, sometimes he's successful and other times he's not.
So far, up to 50 years old, I've been remarkably healthy. And, my doctor continues to warn me that my luck is going to run out relatively soon. So believe me, it's something that I'm very conscious of.
Christie also saying his job record is proof that his weight has not affected his job performance. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Something old and rare, found at a yard sale in Maine, goes up for auction today. A baseball card from 1865 depicting the Brooklyn Atlantics team. It's expected to fetch six-figure bids. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 13 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is at the house with the state granite while they're redoing a countertop, among other things. There. We're here with, of course, Bad Bob, and we've got a lot of things happening today. We had a call right at the last, talking about drones and, cause we want to talk about the, we're going to talk about the initiative or the memo on the Obama administration use of drones to kill Americans, which, by the way, has been expanded. So you might, we were going to talk about that. And when he started talking about drones, we're going to go back and visit that at about 10 after. But first, we're going to start off, as we always do, with our Wells Fargo Advisors Farm Market Minute. Kathy Lathrop Cummings, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 15 points at 13,964. S&P 500 is negative 2 at 1,508, and the NASDAQ is negative fractionally at 3,171. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America up 3 cents at $11.91 and Boise Cascade up $4.99 at $25.99. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is unchanged at $4.93, and North Valley Bank is down 74 cents at $15.76. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.98%. In the commodity markets, we are finding gold up $2.20 at $16.75.70, silver down 10 cents at $31.77, and crude oil down 50 cents at $96.14. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute, our Wells Fargo Advisors Market Minute, Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and visit the advisors, Kathy and Josh and Chris and Susan, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. All right, weather, Bob.
Got an updated forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny today, a high of 63, partly cloudy this evening, and then increasing cloud showers now after midnight. The low will be around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, steady light rain early on, cloudy in the afternoon, possible thundershowers, a high of 53 for your Thursday. Currently, it is 37 degrees in the valley, and as always, the report brought to you by our folks in the foothills and Selma Vineyards.
And Selma Vineyards, pizza on Thursday nights, brunches. They have, of course, a big evening with the Valentine's Day. I think the dinners are sold out, but the brunch, there may be a brunch available. Give them a call at 474-5546. Dinner, ambiance, views, the whole thing. It's a property unlike anything else in the Northern California area. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I don't know if Don's back on the phone, but we're going to talk about – we're going to answer his question about drones because I want to take it into a bit longer one about the Obama administration's memo that was leaked on the on drones and using them to kill Americans that are linked to a terrorist organization. We'll be right back after these messages.
Frank and Kathy News with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25-to-1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241
2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Yeah, eye in the sky.
They can read your mind. Sometimes the lyrics just scare you.
Okay, Don called us at the end, again, at the last hour, and at the end he was saying, well, as we were talking, started talking about drones. And he said drones are being built right here in Shasta County, and that's not true. Drones are not being held. There is Air Cover, which is a company that manufactures drones for both commercial and military use, but they don't build them here. They build them back in Iowa because it's cheaper, because they get a much better tax rate back there. But their engineering and managers are out here in the out here in Shasta County and in Redding, because they do their testing out here. Now, this is a very small electric driven drone. So it's not like the kind that you'll see that can go, you know, 40,000 miles and have, at 60,000 feet and have a dwell time of 12 days, and be having loaded with weapons. It's not like that. But that is the one here, and the law enforcement agencies are finding a great deal of use in this for helping to find lost people or people that wandered away with Alzheimer's. And they have actually volunteered the use of their drone for this. So, Bob, you're getting ready to say something?
Oh, no, I was just preparing to jump in when you were ready. But no, these drones couldn't carry much of a payload. The laws of physics.
They can carry a camera. Yeah, they can carry a camera. And like I said, they've got X amount of, you know, time on dwell, and I think part of that's classified and all that. But I'm sure it is. But what it is, it's not a weapons carrying drone. What it is, it's used, and like I said, they've already used it to help try and find people that are lost, missing children, the whole thing. And even if they don't find the person that's missing, what they can do is cover a lot of territory so then people don't have to go to that part of the ground. I mean, using a drone is like using a car or a hammer or a gun. The people that are using it are the ones that, you know, that you hold responsible for. It's not a drone up there. But we're going to talk about what's Obama's latest. There was a memo leaked, and now two or three different news organizations that have it. And we're talking about the use of drones to kill Americans. Now, the American, you know, and they've come out with the reason, you know, the three criteria that you can kill an American with the use of the drones. You remember they caught that one American that was one of the senior members of Al-Qaeda. Imminent threat of them conducting an attack. And you can't capture the person. And it does not violate the laws of war, whatever those might be at that time. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Because it kind of seems to me that we've busted, you know, you're not supposed to kill innocent civilians or, you know, non-combatants. And yet we've dropped, we've had drone strikes that have killed a lot of people that had nothing to do with the war in there. Okay. But and there's a lot of people that are really upset about this, as they should be. You know, your American civil liberties. I mean, I'm concerned is that are we broadening? Is this what's happening? They're broadening the criteria for being able to use drones. Imminent threat of an attack. The criteria for that is nebulous. And this is what's happening in Congress right now. Congress is taking a look at it. They're talking to the incoming CIA nominee. What exactly are the criteria for this? There's no clear-cut path to tell what the Americans and how they are linked to a terrorist organization. Does that mean, okay, if they're linked to a terrorist organization, does that mean if Bob, Bad Bob here, sells electronics to a terrorist organization that they use, are you now linked to that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do business in, let's just say France, because France has, you know, doesn't necessarily guarantee an extradition, as we know. Because from different times, but say they can't if you can't be extradited from there, does that mean that they have a right to drop a drone and to get you? Now, you're saying, well, maybe you're carrying this out too far, but are we? As soon as you say you can kill an American, you've got to be pretty specific, Bob.
The other thing that comes to my mind from a purely technological standpoint, any communication computer system can be hacked, period. By hostile forces. Turn it around right back on you. Turn it, send it to another target. We've already had drones hijacked in midair by hostile forces. Can you spell bad idea leaning on these things that heavily?
Well, they use them all the time. I mean, we used them back in, during Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
Well,
they were observation devices. That's right. But there's always a person in the loop on this. You know, but the idea here is that you have to be precise in what you're saying, who an enemy is, how they're linked, how imminent is the threat, what do you mean you can't capture them, and what rules of war are you using, the rules of engagement. And it's got to be absolutely a clear path to say what this American has done and why they have to be eliminated by a drone, in another country. It's just, if it's not clear, you can then, at what point does it start getting a little nebulous? And at that point, let's just do it because, you know, it's going to be easier. And when you say linked to organizations, you know, there's the other thing, linkage. What about bankers? What about bankers that have supplied money or have laundered money for an organization and they find out that later on, you know, it went back to Al-Qaeda or whatever? You know, here's the other thing. What's your definition of a terrorist organization? And is this only outside the United States that can do this? Right now it's just outside the United States. Can they attack? Can you use drones from inside the United States? If you're linked to a terrorist organization, what if you were part of the, destroy the nuclear facility? You're part of this organization. They're Americans and they're planning on it. They're thinking about it. They're looking at it. They can't be caught. They're moving back and forth. Do you drone them? Is this going too far afield on this? I know we're just talking about other countries because we should be able to catch them in this country. Well, obviously not, because we haven't caught everybody. I'm glad Congress is taking a look at this. I think we really need to have some pretty clear cut, examples of just how and where you can use a drone to kill an American in another country. I need, you know, we need to do that. We need to know that. You know, Obama promised to do away with Guantanamo Bay because it, you know, was against the human rights, and yet he didn't do that. And now he's going to do away with all the things that Bush had done. Well, he's expanded them. You know, you might want to ask yourself, why is this happening? Why is, you know, instead of us putting more restrictions on this, why is it getting more nebulous? And, you know, and I'm not, you know, this is not, you know, this is not paranoia. I'm not into paranoia, but just do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Look it up today and see what it says. There's a big argument about this within the intelligence community and the Obama administration. And now, like I said, Congress is getting into it. Now, of course, that's kind of like that, have you seen that commercial? Monster.jobs? Monster, you know, monsterjobs.com? When the guy's standing there surrounded by monkeys? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. Hope you're not linked to a terrorist organization. You could be under observation right now. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle. And we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
We're Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPrep, with an academic performance index of 910, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. February the 6th, it's 36 degrees out there at 8:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. That's what they do, and they do great work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, very reliable. Okay, we were talking about, we were on just drones then. Let's go on to-
We're droning on about them, yes.
Hey, no more Saturday mail. They're cutting Saturday mail out.
When's that take effect?
Starts in August. Mm-hmm. And it's, they figured it's going to save them $2 billion a year. They will deliver packages on Saturdays, though, 6 days a week. So starting in August, if you're expecting Saturday mail and you run out, if that's the only time you get out of your house, you might want to try and figure a different way to get out of your house because it's no more Saturday mail.
And, of course, your deadlines for, you know, from the time the bill shows up in your box to the time the bill is due, if they only give you 10 days, that's going to, and it's a holiday weekend, that's going to be a problem.
Well, you know, there's losing, you know, the post office is losing billions of dollars a year, and it has been. Frankly, can we privatize the post office? Would it be better to privatize the post office? I mean, you've already got some big guys out there already with FedEx and, what's that other one?
UPS.
UPS.
But can Brown?
Yeah. I mean, you can,
I always questioned that tagline.
What is it?
What can Brown do for you? I always questioned that tagline.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get ready to find out in the next hour, the next half hour, what he's, what they're trying to do to us. You know, the immigration debate began back in DC this last couple of days. And I've got, I don't have a lot of faith in what's going to happen back there because Representative John Conyers of Michigan has started out by saying he believes that he's urged the term illegal immigrants not be used. He says that they're not illegal immigrants. They're just out of status. They're not illegal. They're Americans that are immigrants. You know, they're citizens. They're citizens of that don't have a status yet. Let's just let them all in. Yeah. But first they have to have a big D printed on their forehead for Democrat. I mean, you know, when I hear things like this, it makes you wonder why. I think about my friends that came over from England. I mean, here's a guy that had been in the British Navy. He had had top secret clearances and beyond for the United States because he had worked on a lot of programs right here. So they wanted to immigrate to the United States. 3.5 years, you know, cost them a lot of money. They went through all the ways they were supposed to. And they became, and they got their green card the way you're supposed to. Maria, her grandmother, her grandparents came in, I believe she said, and they immigrated legally. And all the family has gone in, you know, they start businesses and they, you know, the kids went to school, the whole shooting match. And now Representative John Conyers says that we shouldn't even use the term illegal immigrants when they're discussing illegal immigration and fixing the inundation of people across the border into our country. Now, you know that what they say by 2014, Caucasians will be in the minority in California. Now, when they say that, I wonder if that meant counting all the legal and illegal Hispanics that are in California or just the legal Hispanics. But then according to Conyers and many other Democrats, if you're here, you're a citizen. If you're here in this country, if you walked across the border today, are you a citizen by the time they get this thing figured out next year? Some people are saying, hey, if they're babies, even if they weren't born here, let's just make them citizens right away. Even if they weren't born here, just make them citizens because they're kids and they're babies. They're, you know what? They're staying. And I didn't see him say, let's lock the border down so we don't have this problem again in, 20 years, where there's another 15 or 16 illegals, million illegals that are here. What's your favorite one, Bob? We were talking about this. The one that the guy that they caught up in, up here in Shasta County, and he was a
displaced foreign traveler.
A displaced foreign traveler. Maybe we should use that one. Displaced foreign traveler. Got lost heading north. 900 miles later, he's in Shasta County wandering around. Oh, you know, my GPS told me to take a left, and I just kept going. Didn't tell me that I was going across the border.
I must have made a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah, should have made a turn at Albuquerque. I just kept heading north. I knew if I went far enough north, he missed San Francisco, the sanctuary city. That's the problem. And what was that? Displaced foreign traveler.
Yes.
You know,
Bugs Bunny pops up out of the hole and you turned left at Albuquerque.
I wish I was making this up. I really do. This is a representative of in Congress, a representative of the United States saying we shouldn't use that term illegal immigrants. You know what? They don't like using that term anyway. Oh, that's pejorative. Why? Because you're saying you're here illegally. They are. You know, oh, no, but you can't use it. Why? You're going to hurt their feelings. It just makes things tougher. They're here illegally. What part of that don't we understand? We can't open up veterans homes before we raise taxes. But we can give scholarships to illegals. I'm starting to feel like I'm in a bad Seinfeld, you know, episode when I start reading things like this. I'm sorry.
Costco,
what do you think about this?
Proud.
What do you think about there out there, my friends? Am I overreacting on this thing? I mean, people want, and they say, you want controversy? Well, okay, here's some controversy. I think this is crazy. I think this is absolutely crazy to do this. I mean, have we gone over the edge? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Are you really being represented back in Washington?
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A decision on allowing gays in the Boy Scouts of America is delayed until a national meeting in May. The Scouts executive board met about it this morning in Irving, Texas. Texas Governor Rick Perry's an Eagle Scout.
I think most people see absolutely no reason to change their position.
Jennifer Tyrell of Bridgeport, Ohio, was removed as leader of her son's pack for being a lesbian.
We love scouting, and we just want to be a part of it.
She's on a petition with more than a million signatures. Rain, snow, sleet, hail, sure. Saturdays, not so much. The post office moves to cut home mail delivery on weekends starting in August to save money.
People don't want prices raised. We'll make the changes in service.
Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says packages, though, would still be delivered on Saturdays. The Letter Carriers Union opposes this change. At least three people are killed in a multi-vehicle crash in central Georgia. A dozen people taken to hospitals. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
We're Going Places is an auction dinner event by the University Preparatory School Educational Foundation, raising funds to place an iPad in every classroom by the start of the next school year. UPrep, with an academic performance index of 910, is reaching higher and wants to partner with the community to maximize the learning potential of every student. Go to myuprep.com to purchase tickets, sponsor tables, and make direct donations, or call 242-0424.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, beat that drum. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. It is 8:35 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. All right. I'm not going to talk anymore about the immigration. Can I talk? Okay, I shouldn't. Why? What's the comment?
Oh, I was just going to welcome Gator back to the chat room.
Gator.
I guess the rumors of his demise were greatly exaggerated.
Welcome back, Gator. Okay, here in, remember what we've been railing against, for a couple of weeks, that Board of Supervisors was going to put together an advisory committee to figure out what to do with the medical marijuana in problem. And it is a problem where it's growing and all that here in, Shasta County. They decided not to. They did a no vote on that because things will stay the way they are. Now, the reason they're doing this, Larry Lees, who is the executive officer over there, says is that because there are laws that are being reviewed, which is true, the state Supreme Court is going to rule if local governments can do anything. If they can rule about production or having does a local community have anything to say about the stores that are in their community? I guess that's the bottom line is, can they say, look, we don't want to have a marijuana selling store, medical marijuana store in our community? Can they do that? Well, frankly, they can. They can, they can say that we don't believe that we should have this kind of store, but they can also say, we don't believe we need a fast food store. We don't believe they can have you can have a topless bar here in town. I mean, they can rule about all those things. So can they rule against this? Yeah, of course they can rule against this. Should they? Well, we're going to find out. But anyway, the bottom line here is that they're not going to have a committee, which they should have never had anyway. This should be something that they do themselves. I hate committees. I think the wrong ideas. Yes, and that's at the city too. I think it's up to the people that we pay to do the job, to make the decisions, and not to spend 6 months listening to a committee that you're just not even going to talk to anyway. All right, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning. You're live.
Yeah, there were a lot of, histrionics in the board yesterday morning when that issue was brought up.
Why? Did the pros or against? I mean, the pro both marijuana sides. Growers or the anti-marijuana growers? Both sides.
In this case, it was both sides.
Well, you know what? People don't want large patches of marijuana growing next to them. It you know what? It can destroy their way of life, or it can destroy their quality of life. I mean, if it's a large grove there, I mean, it smells and you've got all types of things going on there. But what did the board say? Was I right? They're just going to do a no vote, but they are going to be really get a lot more aggressive approach when they're enforcing the laws now. Well, gosh, but is that a novel approach?
What was decided on was that they would not take any action. The board vote previously was, you know, included in that was some direction to Larry Lees to, among other things, see what could be done on the administrative and enforcement side to kind of, you know, twiddle the knobs, so to speak, enforce the things better and expedite the process.
Right.
And when Larry Lees reported on that, the board was content with that.
Well, I think
against the backdrop of what's poised to happen at the state Supreme Court, but that's not the only thing that happened yesterday morning.
What else happened?
Remember when Sheriff Basinko was saying that he talking about possibly reopening the annex as a custodial facility?
Yeah.
Well, what the board voted on to take the initial step toward was not a custody facility at all, but merely a facility to a what they called minimum security facility to house people and give them a bunch of programs and stuff, but minimum security. When Basinko was asked that directly by the board, he said, oh, they can just walk out anytime they want to.
So it's not, they're not going to hold them. I mean, they're just going to have minimum security means is that they're going to count them at night and make sure they don't kill each other.
I don't even know if they're going to do that.
Well, minimum security means, you know,
to hear it described.
They're not going to be locked up.
It's like the security's not much, could hardly be much better than, you know, a sign on the door saying,
what they're trying to do
leave.
Is, what they're doing is they're putting them into a place where they can, they'll have food and shelter while they put them through the programs. If somebody decides, hey, I don't want to do this, they can walk out.
This is not a homeless shelter. This is
no, but it's
gonna
it's.
Be a, this is going to. This is being done instead of having a, a custody. Operating the annex as a custody facility.
Sheriff's going to be on
family homes. You've got apartment complexes. You've got a school. You've got a mobile home park. All within extremely easy walking distance, and and the only security is a sign that, for all intents and purposes, says "Pretty Please."
Yeah.
For people who are sentenced to multiple years, I mean, come on.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's something to ask Sheriff Pasenko. He'll be on Monday, and we've got to take a break. Hey, Charles, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll be.
I sent you an email last night.
I haven't looked. I don't look at my emails until later in the morning. Sometimes, I look at them. Most of the time I don't until after the show. That way I don't have to send out letters of apology or anything that I've done from the day before. Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Call on the bot. KCNR 1460, your community radio for the North State. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, fifth cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN.
That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, 4,000 happy customers, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. Man, you've got them all in one sentence there, practically. Give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. All right, let's get into it. Okay, you know what, just to finish up in that last part is, what they're going to do is they're going to enforce the laws that are out there. Oh, imagine that. Thank you. They're going to speed up the hearing process for issued citations. They're going to add a full-time code compliance officer. And give, and provide the Shasta County Sheriff's Office with additional resources for compliance checks, which could probably end a lot of the problems. And when appropriate, have the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, initiate criminal proceedings. Why aren't we doing that already? I mean, you know, you're running other people's ways of life out there. Because, you know, and then there's going to be people screaming, but what the Supreme Court is going to say is there is nothing in Prop 215 that says a city cannot ban medical marijuana storefronts. It's not, it doesn't say that. 215 does not give people the right. It doesn't say no matter what. We'll have somebody in from, we'll get somebody else in from the other side, as we have before, as we always do, and have them tell us why they think that, 215 says that. Let's talk about it. Okay. Let's rock. Democrats in Sacramento, are you ready? Are you ready for this? Get your phones out. They are proposing legislation that will require every gun owner to buy liability insurance to cover injuries caused by their weapons, like auto insurance. They're proposing that legislation. No state has ever enacted this law, and they're going to require that you have proof of insurance to buy a weapon. So anybody that owns a weapon must get insurance, and this means everybody. It didn't say anything that police officers who have off-duty weapons aren't required, because they will be. What this does is it says, if you're going to have a weapon, we're going to have insurance. It's got nothing to do with you know, paying for any injuries. You're going to get sued anyway. And homeowners, it's already, you know, you get that already. What it is it's a, you know what? It's a control thing. They don't want you to have a weapon. You're going to be required to have insurance. Oh, you do for your cars. Well, how many people don't have insurance? Are they arrested if they don't have insurance? Well, how are you going to find out if you have insurance on a weapon? Well, you've registered your weapons, right? Well, they know you have a weapon. So they're going to say you're required to have insurance on these weapons. And you're going to have to pay for you're going to not only pay for the insurance, which isn't offered, but you're going to have to also pay for the, enforcement side of this. Here's your Democrats. These are Democrats, my friends, doing this. These are the same ones that would not fund the Veterans Home, that fund illegal alien programs, and they are illegal aliens, no matter what Representative Conyers says from Michigan. They are. They're here illegally. They're illegal. But now they're going – now, I mean, we talked about there's going to be the race to see who could be the most progressive in the nation about taking your Second Amendment rights from you. Well, they can't take your weapon away because the Supreme Court said that. So what they're going to do is they're going to make it so tough that you cannot, you know, it becomes too difficult or too costly to own a weapon. And tell me, somebody out there, somebody that believes that we need this. We need this kind of legislation. We need to take these weapons away. Somebody call me and tell me that you really believe that the bad guys are going to pay insurance on stolen weapons. That they're going to have liability insurance on these weapons. Of course not. They're going after the law-abiding citizens. They're going after you. They're going after Bob. They're going after me. we want you to pay interest. Oh, it's not that much. Oh, gosh. You know, it's, you know, liability insurance, you got to have it. It's like $25,000. $25,000. Okay. So you're going to stick that to people. And then it goes up, you know, 2 years from now. Oh, well, it's going to go up to $50,000. Until finally it's $100,000 per weapon. You've got to have that per weapon because it's not just a weapon. It could be any weapon. We, you know, besides the fact of paying the cost of registering each weapon again, so we know exactly what you have, and buying and paying for, and getting a card to buy ammo. So we know how many bullets you have, how many cartridges you have. Now we're going to require you to have insurance too. We're going to make this so that if you are a lower income American living in California, you're not going to be able to get a weapon because you can't afford that. So again, California is putting people into, they're dividing the populace. Obama kept saying, top 1%. It's not like the 99% like you and me. It's the top 1%. That's who we have to punish. Well, guess what? If they pass this, it's the top 1% that's going to have the guns. Oh, yeah. Because they can afford the insurance, the requirement to have, you know, every requirement they throw on there. Guess what? They can afford to have it. But you, who are, you know, going through life, you're doing fine, but you can't afford that other $350 a month for insurance for weapons and registration and requiring you to do things every time you buy a box of bullets. You are the one that it's going to hit. It's not going to hit Steven Spielberg. It's not going to hit Ben Affleck. It's not going to hit the guys up, you know, in the Sacramento because they're living off us already. It's going to hit you. We'll be right back. Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's Espresso Joe's, it's 36 degrees out there, good place to get coffee and, you know, all those hot drinks there. And of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And Joe and Shelley, been in business for 30 years and they have helped this community in like 1,000 different ways that most people don't even know about. Head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I just heard the commercial for the Gun Owners of California. They're having on March 23rd, they're having a dinner and a fundraiser. And part of the reason, my friends, to go to that, if you haven't got tickets already and just said, you know, give Jones Ford a call, and I think there's two or three other places you can buy tickets at, but is just what we just talked about. Legislation they're putting in there. And, you know, I am an avid supporter of the Second Amendment. I believe in all, you know, I believe in all the amendments. You know, I believe in the First Amendment. Obviously, we're in radio. I believe in that. I believe in the Fourth Amendment about people not coming in and searching your place. And they just can't walk in. But when the government starts putting onerous, you know, bills on people, what do they fear? You know, and somebody said to me that he said, you know what they fear? They fear people like you. You know, like me. I said, I'm never, you know, I haven't even had a speeding ticket. I haven't had a traffic ticket in 30, 40 years. Not like Bob, but anyway, you know, but I'm not a felon, unlike Bob, but I'm not a felon. I haven't even had a jaywalking ticket, not even a parking ticket. I've had top secret clearances. I've had it. I mean, I've had all of those things. I've had background checks like you can't believe. They go out and they talk to everybody that's ever known you. You know, they look for stuff. Nothing. 30 years plus in the Marine Corps. I mean, business owner. I said, why are they scared of me? Why did they feel the need to take away my weapons instead of going after criminals? Well, that's the problem. They're afraid of people that stand up for themselves. They're afraid of people that, you know, if they take your weapons away, then they're trying to control the atmosphere. They're trying to control the people. It's got nothing to do with weapons. You know, and frankly, I think, oh, that's a little paranoid and all this. But when I see things like this, and then I start to wonder, could they possibly be true? That there are actually people, that legislators and Democrat legislators in California that want to take away any chance you have of defending yourself against bad people, against people that will come in and take what you have because they don't listen to the law. They're not going to listen to law. That's why they're called outlaws. That's why they're called criminals. Is this why? I mean, I can't believe that my government would do that. What happens to representing my interest, Democrats? Governor Brown, what about representing my interest? When you've got a supermajority there, am I truly represented in the North State? Is Bob truly represented in the North State? Is the North State truly represented in the North State when you have so many in a supermajority that really doesn't care? They don't believe the way we do. So they make decisions based on something for their neighborhood in San Francisco that doesn't fit in here at all. Where is my representation? My representatives, my assemblyman, my senator can't even get a bill out of committee. And so how am I being represented? Am I still even being represented? If that's the case, if I'm not being represented on what we believe in, do we have to obey that? Wait a minute. That you're not passing laws that fit us. I mean, you know, okay. Then you get into, you can't pick or choose the laws. Okay. Maybe not. But here it is. When you take away the right to own a weapon, not by taking it you know, just taking it from you, seizing it by putting so many different requirements on it that you can't have one. Bad guys then have it. Good people don't. Why is this happening? This is a reason that you need to stand up. You need to go down. You need to send letters and emails and phone calls to them down there saying, don't do this. And then you need to go to these, you know, you need to support organizations like the Gun Owners of California so they can go down there and fight a fight for you, at least represent us. Because obviously, De Leon and those guys don't. All right. Well, hey, tomorrow, Jake Ryan's going to come in here and fill in for us. And we got a Mark Kent. We'll be back early next week. Linda and I. The, you know, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Saturday mail falls by the wayside in a postal plan to save money. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
In an effort to make up at least some of the Postal Service's growing budget deficit, Postmaster General Patrick Donahue says Saturday mail collection and delivery will cease in August.
We are simply not in a financial position where we can continue to maintain six-day delivery.
Some on Capitol Hill say Congress must approve this change. Not so, argues the Postmaster General.
Plenty of time in there that if there is some disagreement, we can get that resolved and encourage Congress to take any language out that stops us from moving to this five-day mail schedule.
Package delivery would continue on Saturdays and post offices would remain open, Lisa.
Jared, the Boy Scouts tap the brakes on a controversial issue. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
The National Executive Board of the Boy Scouts of America putting off a decision to soften its stance on Gay Scouts and Leaders membership until May.